The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, I'm speaking now to the few, the proud, the people who go to Friday morning Mass after Thanksgiving, so congratulations. Good to have you here. I feel like you are the shock troops of the church. If we, there's kind of a combination of two different things that are happening in our Mass today. On the one hand, we are celebrating the Feast of the Vietnamese Martyrs. There was actually 100 and some of them. They kind of got lumped together because, you know, it was just a whole bunch of them throughout history. And they were canonized by Pope St. John Paul II. And we are also in the end of the liturgical year, and the readings speak to us about something that is probably very apropos to us, which is the holiness of the temple. Okay, so how are we going to tie these together? Wait and see. First of all, in the reading of the Book of Maccabees, I think that's a book that we as Catholics are not super familiar with. Interestingly enough, we have it and the Protestants don't. They don't accept it as a part of Revelation. But the Book of Maccabees is essentially about the Jewish people after hundreds of years of God offering them a covenant and saying, "Will you be faithful?" And them saying, "Of course we will be faithful." And next thing you know, you turn around and they aren't, and then they're worshiping other gods and doing all kinds of bad stuff. And throughout history, God keeps saying, "Well, you know what? I guess it's time for the Babylonians to come in and clean you up a little bit until you're ready to be faithful again." And then they would fall again, etc., etc. Well, after their latest exile, which lasted 70 years, it was the Babylonian exile precisely, and the Jewish people came back, God allowed them to be tested again, because he wanted, not like he didn't know, but he wanted in a certain sense for them to have to hold firm in times of persecution. So he allowed a fellow by the name of Alexander the Great, you've heard of him, and his progeny, to come storming through the Middle East. And when they came through, this vastly superior military, and started trying to enforce, you know, Alexander the Great was kind of your first cosmopolitan soul, I guess, because he wanted to kind of spread Greek culture around the world. But he also, he was cosmopolitan because he conquered all these places and saw all these different places. He would incorporate and mix and mingle different cultures. And he was trying to force the Jewish people to accept Greek worship, and in the process, he realized if for them to accept our customs, we have to disallow them from practicing their customs because they're completely incompatible. And that led to an uprising by the Jewish people led by the Maccabees family. That's what these books are about. And Judas Maccabeus was the great hero of the Jewish people that drove out the offensive army. And in this reading, they come to the temple. They find that it's been, quote unquote, trashed. And there's a big statue of Zeus set up on the altar of sacrifice, which would be like in a Catholic altar where we offer up the Eucharist. Imagine if this altar is knocked down and you have a statue of Zeus set up there. It was very offensive. And they go about purifying the temple. And it was such a big deal that this holiday is celebrated to this day, the Feast of the Purification of the Temple of the Jewish people. The Gospel, Jesus does something similar. He enters the temple, he sees them selling sheep and goats and whatnot for the sacrifices, which there was a certain legitimacy. They needed sacrifices. That's what the temple was for. It was for animal sacrifice, which was their form of worship. not so dissimilar from what we do in the Mass. We offer up a sacrifice too. It just happens to be Jesus in an unbloody form, but it's taken from the temple worship. And the difference is that because the Jewish people needed animals for sacrifice, somewhere along the line the business people got smart and said, hey, let's make it real convenient and just sell the animals inside the temple. And then the focus started becoming on making money as opposed to worshiping God, and that's when Jesus had something to say about it. So he cleanses the temple again. So what's the point of all of this? The point is, ultimately, the temple, our churches, are sacred spaces. And they are to be accorded that dignity. And the way that we behave, the way that we decorate our churches, for starters, the honor that we pay to the churches as the house of God has its importance. You can be in a poor chapel. I mean, I've been in Dominican Republic and Philippines and been in little bamboo chapels and stuff, and God has no problems with that as long as we offer him the best that we have. If the best that you have is bamboo and, you know, very simple decorations, God is totally happy with that. But the idea is that our houses of worship should be places where we offer up the best of ourselves to God. And it communicates itself. If you want to see what the values that a culture gives, just take a look at what kind of buildings do they build. If we build raunchy churches, but then we spend billions of dollars building new sports stadiums and malls and skyscrapers, that shows where our values are. Fortunately, we have a gorgeous church here, so you guys, you're set. All right, your forefathers did a good job. But there's actually something I think more important yet, and this has to do with our feast day, the feast day of the martyrs. Because the Vietnamese martyrs, like all martyrs, were people who understood that the primary place of worship takes place within ourselves. We ultimately, St. Paul says, we're not only the mystical body of Christ, but he refers to us as stones, spiritual stones building up a spiritual edifice, building up the temple of God, the temple of Christ. You and I, each one of us, is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And the place where true worship takes place, to quote Jesus himself, the place where worship in spirit and truth takes place is not entirely, it's not the splendor of the building itself that matters. The place where spirit worship and spirit and truth takes place is within us. The buildings are important only because they create a setting that reminds us and enables us to give God his place. But most importantly is the temple of our spirits. And the martyrs are people who are willing, who recognize, my life is a living sacrifice to God. My life only has function in relationship to God. The only thing that really gives my life meaning and dignity, ultimately, is the degree to which I live it in a relationship of faith, hope, and love with God and for God. And the martyrs are people who are willing, they make themselves a perfect and pure sacrifice. They are willing to be purified of absolutely everything, including life itself, in order to offer pure worship to God. Because they recognize, you, Lord, you are worth it. You're the only reason, the only thing that makes my life worthwhile. You are the one who made me. You made me for yourself. And it's not that God is zealous, you know, he's just like, I don't care if everyone else suffers and goes through a hard time because it's all about me getting glory. Well, when God allows us to glorify him, all he's doing really is saying, I want to give you the very best thing possible. Nothing else satisfies. The only thing that really has value is going to be our relationship of love. And if you're willing to settle for some other cheap substitute, that's beneath you. And that is why the martyrs are the people that are willing to sacrifice absolutely everything else so as to cling to the one thing that truly matters. So you see, it is possible to tie together this feast day with these readings. We are called to be living temples of God. And we can turn to the martyrs as models of people, men and women, who are willing to give everything so as to offer God pure worship. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.